Afternoon, everyone. I've not done an audio boom for ages, so I thought I'd do one because we've just been out today and had a really, really nice Christmas dinner. We had to go to town anyway to get some bits and pieces, and there's a really nice restaurant in the middle of St. Helens called the Charco Grill. There are other places doing Christmas meals, but mainly pubs, I have to say. Now, I'm not keen. Pubs can be quite rowdy and noisy. And the thing about the Charcoal Grill, or the Charcoal as it's known around here...
Oh, and I'm 50.
..is... shut up. ..is that it's one of the old-fashioned-style restaurants where you get served at table. You don't have to go up and order the food. And apparently the decor is very 70s, from what I've been told. But the food has always been very good. The last time I was in there, shows how long ago it was when I graduated from college, which was 2001, when I got my HNC in business management. So it's quite some time. But I decided, I was looking around from somewhere that did Christmas meals, and I thought, I wonder if the Charcoal does them. So I rang up and I booked it without telling Jess. And we went to the lunch menu Christmas meal. Today I booked a table for 12:30 and did the shopping and went in there, really handy in the centre of town, and I have to say it was absolutely gorgeous. Nice and quiet, music not too loud, nicely used. There were quite a few people in there. Staff were really friendly. We had rum and coke to start with ice, which was really nice. And nice, because some places water it right down, but it was quite a decent strength.
It was quite big as well.
It was, yeah. And then Jess had egg mayonnaise to start.
It was gorgeous.
And I had vegetable soup. And we got these lovely custardy rolls. They were fresh and hot. You know, they were really, really nice.
Amazing.
And then the main course was a really decent-sized portion. Not fiddly portion like some places give you, you know. There was turkey, roast potatoes, croquet potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, pigs in blankets, you know, the sausage with bacon around them. There was a Yorkshire pudding, there was stuffing, and then you had peas, Brussels sprouts and carrot and swede. That mashed up carrot and swede. And I had cranberry sauce, and it was absolutely gorgeous. The roast potatoes were crispy. It was just a lovely meal.
And it was so hot as well.
Yeah, freshly cooked.
You get where you go it's like, you know, not that hot.
You can tell it's freshly done. And then you got a choice of desserts. I like Christmas pudding, so I had Christmas pudding and brandy sauce.
And a piece of chocolate.
And you said it was very nice, didn't you? And then at the end, they gave us two mince pies to take away because that was part of the deal.
Bottle of Asti as well.
And during the meal, we bought a bottle of Asti, and that went so well with it. The meal deal there is a three-course Christmas dinner for $9.95. And obviously, we just paid for the drinks on top of that. And I would highly recommend it to anybody. It was absolutely lovely. Really nice. Jess was actually full. You got that much, which just isn't very common for Jess.
No.
So, we actually loved it. Really, really enjoyed it. And the dogs were as good as gold. Made welcome. No trouble at all. Gave us a nice table in the corner so the dogs weren't in the way. Really, really nice. I'd definitely go there again for a normal meal because they have obviously normal menus as well during the year, and definitely really, really good. And then we came home,
and now we're just chilling.
We're just chilling now. Probably fall asleep because I'm not used to drinking in the day. And as Jess said, it was Jess's birthday on Sunday.
Yay.
And she was 50, and she's done nothing but tell me she's 50 ever since. Anything that's wrong, it's because she's 50. So,
Well, you've got to milk it for it's
worth. So, yeah, we're going out for another meal on Thursday for Jess's 50th. Because we didn't go for a meal on the Sunday because Jess didn't want to. So, but we go to our local restaurant then, Limewood Farm. But you can't book a table there. It's one criticism of that place, and it gets very busy. But anyway, I'll be using the charcoal alternately with that. I'll be honest, because it's as good quality food as it is at Limewood, isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. So yeah, we've had
Valentine's Day. We'll
yes. So we've really enjoyed it, and I just thought we'd tell you all about it. So those of you who live in the northwest, there is a charcoal grill in Liverpool as well. So anyway,
I
hope everyone's okay and having a good day. And we feel all Christmassy now. We've had our first Christmas dinner. So,
yeah, but the tree's not going up for
now. No, we don't put our tree up yet. We're putting the tree up on Sunday the 14th, I think, because we don't like the tree being up for too long. So, but it'll be up then till the 12th night or whatever. So,
Or just after Christmas.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think we took it down for New Year, actually.
I can't remember. Possibly. Right, so take care, everyone. Hope you're having a good day. And hopefully it won't be as long next time before I do another recording. Bye for now.